Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hi, I'm Ryan LaPlante, and I'm one of the crazy founders of Dumb Dumbs and Dice, the podcast production company that's making the podcast you're listening to right now. Now, we're clearly busy. We're producing 5 weekly podcasts and a 6th event podcast, but we want to take this time to invite you to become a part of our company and a part of our Patreon at patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. You can get access to our Discord, access to exclusive DM and character chats. You can get the chance to name characters in our shows and vote on the way their stories will progress. You can even become a recurring NPC and hear yourself interacting with our characters each week through the voice of Tom. You can become a patron for as little as $1, and there's great value for you at even that level. So please, join the Dumb Dumbs and Dice family and help us make even more content in a way that you are guaranteed to love. That's patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. DUMBDUMBDICE. So let's do something dumb together, and thanks for listening.
I am Executron, god of merchandising, and I came into existence because Dumb Dumbs and Dice has its own merchandise. That's a god pun. Get it? Dice? Merchandise? Anyways, you can get t-shirts, hoodies, spiral notebooks, clocks, wall art, throw pillows, bags, and even stickers emblazoned with your favorite Dumb Dumbs and Dice characters and their catchphrases. There are plenty of different designs available, so there is guaranteed to be something you love. To show your love of Dumb Dumbs and Dice, go to redbubble.com/people/dumbdumbdice. That's D-U-M-B. D-U-M-B. D-I-C-E. One more time for the mortals in the back. Redbubble.com/people/dumbdumbdice. Get your merchandise today. All art supplied by the brilliant Decapitated Markers.
Welcome back to Dumb Scum and Villainy, a Dumb Dumbs and Dice podcast where professional voiceover artists and improvisers explore the underworld of this Star Wars Edge of the Empire role-playing game. I'm your host, Blotto the Toydarian. This series features our Game Master Tom McGee, Ryan LaPlante as Abraxas Brash Core, Tyler Hewitt as Vic Denbar, and Adam McNamara as the forgetful psychopath Waka Waka Fonzie. Forced into a space battle with flower shuttles while searching for Black Sun hackers, Brash did his best to pilot his gang to victory. Vic failed as a gunner, but excelled as a co-pilot, and Waka struggled to improve his post-kill one-liners. There, you're caught up. So get out of my shop, or spend money. No credits, only money.
With engines firing, weapons powered up, everyone doing their best job, even Vic, you loop around and come sort of barreling out from behind an asteroid, You hear kind of the click of a radio and a voice go, "Oh, hey, Chrysanthemum, is that you?"
Yeah, everything went really well. Also, you know how handsome you are, right? Like, so good looking.
Oh, shucks, that's nice. I'm one of those Ugnaughts from Cloud City, though, so my face is actually quite horrifying. I look kind of like a bulldog melted in the sun.
I don't know. There's something rugged and attractive. It's like looking at a landscape, a mountain, if you will.
When did you get a smooth-talking, sexy late-night jazz host voice? Chrysanthemum?
Well, you know, it's just... I'm up from engineering. I had to talk to you. Just so cute.
You know what? I tell you what. If you can tell me my name or your name, I won't blow you out of the sky. The ship starts to turn around, but you can hear a slight tinge of panic because clearly they are facing the wrong way.
My name is Vickery Fonzie.
No, it's not.
Well, you got me.
Just fire all the guns.
Waka, go ahead and roll your attack, please. So that's...
two yellow, green.
Two yellow. Yeah, so two yellow, no green, two blue, and only one purple because they are... And it'll give you another boost because they are not facing your direction and they are not prepared.
All right.
That's a good roll.
Okay, all right. So I got... Hold on. The threat cancels the advantage. So I have two advantage and four success.
God damn. All right, so... Yeah, you... You basically, like, hit an engine, and the engine flares, and the whole ship trembles. You can tell inside there's probably, like, sparks and things flying, and you hear the pilot going, "Ow, ow, ow, God, why is everything on fire all of a sudden? Turn around, turn around, turn around, turn around. I'm turning as fast as I can." And then Kano also opens fire, and he gets two successes and a triumph. So as the ship turns... The Ugnaught driving it looks out the view screen and just rolls his eyes and he goes, "Well, at least I died hearing someone call me handsome." And then Kano's blast punched through the vid screen and the ship explodes. What do you say over the mic?
Wait, did we get the name of the ship?
Or? No, you never did. You killed it too fast. It died too quickly.
Looks like he's pushing up chrysanthemums.
Daisy, stop!
wait! Just go on.
Try another one. I believe in you.
We got another ship to do this with.
Do you know what? Let's line up for the last one. Take a second. Think of the line.
The other ship is definitely turning towards you now.
And okay, there's your second. Let's shoot it.
So before you can, it unleashes a barrage of rockets, It will be, let's see. It is three range bands away, so it's actually kind of hard to hit you. Oof. Yeah, it will not. And it will take one failure and a threat. So it sets off a barrage of rockets, but the debris of the burning up dandelion, which you never got the name of, catches the rocket debris, but so does a passing kind of micro asteroid. And as it explodes, you can see sort of a almost a bluish tint on this final ship, and you realize it has shields, but you'll have advantage on it on your next attack. Back to Brash. Brash, you're at the controls. Vic's over your shoulder. What do you do?
Are we feeling lucky, friends?
I'm always lucky.
Let's do this.
All right.
I want to stay on target and just kind of crank it towards. And then I've got... I'd like to turn the shields to front, knowing that we're essentially going to be heading at each other.
And your other shield point is back up because Vic has got it back and running.
He's a handsome devil. I really am going to miss that Ugnaught, though. I thought he sort of had a thing going.
His skull bounces off the screen.
Well, you can't win them all.
There he goes.
You will be missed.
All right, so we begin to move into middle range. Let me just see here what's going on. Blah, 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 blah. Ryan, I just want to give you a couple other things you can do.
Ooh, let's see what I can do then.
We're in full combat. You can gain the advantage, which reflects the constant frantic give and take of a dogfight. You would have to do a piloting check. The difficulty which is determined by the relative speeds of the ships involved in the attack. If the check succeeds, the pilot ignores all penalties imposed by his own and opponent's use of the evasive maneuvers until the end of the next round. You also can choose which defense zone you hit. Yeah, this actually won't have any additional help for you this round, I don't think.
Because he's not evading, yeah.
No, not yet. He's coming from... He's in the exact same problem you guys had when you started the fight to begin with, which is he's, like, firing up the engines desperately.
Great. Then, yeah, we're just going to fucking go at him.
Cool. All right. So, Fonz, you go ahead and roll your dice.
All right. So, 2 yellow, 2 blue, 1 purple?
Yes, that's correct. Sorry, you're at far distance, so 3 purple.
3 purple.
And I will spend a destiny point to say that the debris from the rocket strike is obscure your vision slightly and upgrade one of the purples to a red.
Hmm.
Thank you.
Very well. All right. Okay. So, all right. Let me do some math here. I have 2 of these threats? Yeah, these are threats. Okay. Sorry, everybody. So the 2 threats take out these guys, and this failure takes away a success. Yeah. Oh, 2 failures takes away a success.
So you have 4 advantage and 1 failure.
Yes.
Okay, 4 advantage and 1 failure. So let me see. So you won't hit him, and I'll say that he's got a bit of a bonus on the back. That said, because of your advantage, you said you had 4?
Yes.
Okay, give me 1 second. Talk amongst yourselves.
My eyes just went
we're just
like,
enjoying
I don't
the
know
moment
what to say.
Yeah, right, that.
And then I just like I like take my finger off of the button because I thought we fucking nailed it and we didn't.
Okay, so the one threat I'll say they're gonna have an easier time shooting at you next round, but with your advantage I think you are able to spray enough fire that it would be very difficult to launch more rockets. Right. So it isn't able to fire its rockets next round. Kano, opening fire. Damn, man, I am killing it with these triumphs.
All right, Kano.
So 1 triumph, but 2 threat. So, So, okay. Yeah, it'll just be harder to shoot, I guess, next turn. Again, we'll stick with that. However, his attack will go through, and he manages to deal 3 points of damage and take down the shields.
Yeah.
Kano, we're practically going to have you live up there in the future.
Help, they're inside my head. They're telling me to kill and... such.
Okay, we'll listen to them for like the next couple minutes and then we'll just sort things out. They're friendly. They're friendly, even though this is an innately hostile act that I'm not crazy about.
Then why can I only see kill? Why can I only see death?
Well, that's me. It's okay. Yeah, I can only see kill and death too. It's fine.
Oh. All right then. And you just hear him like reloading.
Don't worry, buds. It's Kano time, right?
It was.
Or was it Kano O'Clock? What was it?
Oh, Kano O'Clock. That's right. That's right. I forgot my own catchphrase, but you brought it back. You bring me back, buddy. Let's do this. It's Kano O'Clock, baby!
Yay, Kano!
I covered the microphone on my, like, Han Solo headset, and I looked at Vic, and I'm like, I'm legitimately worried about Kano.
He seems like he's doing fine.
All right.
He's blowing everyone up. It's great.
So in spite of how much advantage they had, the final ship is unable to hit you. With its lasers. However, the pilot kicks it into full gear and it begins to rocket towards you at ramming speed.
Okay. What do you want to do as a pilot?
I want to evade being hit by the suicide ship.
Cool. Is that a roll?
I don't know.
No. It was at far enough distance that you can kind of like drift off to the side. But because you were moving, right?
So, yeah, I was moving.
So you've got more maneuverability than he does right now, so you'll be able to dodge out of the way.
Great. Then that's what I'm going to do, because I do not want to die.
If you can get above him, then I can shoot him from above. Because I'm below.
Just as a reminder, this is a 3D environment. So there's actually no down. That's an abstract concept. Here's the deal. I'm going to turn to show both guns at this person. You're at the top and the bottom. It's good.
Good idea.
All right. So as you line up for a strafing attack, you will have disadvantage because of the evasive maneuver. Waka, go ahead and roll your dice. So,
can I spend a destiny point?
Yep.
To level the playing field?
Yeah, totally.
Because, okay. I just want to open up the comm channels and just be like, hey, this has been fun. Before we blow you out of space, could you tell us the name of your ship and the name of everyone on board? Because we're going to assume your identities and proceed to the planet.
Can you roll me a coercion check?
Can I assist by also being like, and you look real cute?
Sure. <yep. laughs>
Okay, so that's just too green for me.
three purple, and you get one blue from Brash.
I'm betting they're Ugnaughts. They're susceptible to flattery.
Two successes and one advantage.
Jesus.
I'm like, time's a wasting, guys.
Well, fine. They call me the Waco Kid, the fastest gunslingingest Ugnaught in this here sector, and you're goddamn right I'm handsome. And I am the leader of this here intrepid ship and this intrepid crew. The name of this ship is the Green Leaf Lettuce. That's right. We don't deliver flowers. We deliver other produce. People gotta eat everywhere. Go fuck yourselves. Also, these are my pals, Pete and Steve. Oh, hello.
Perfect. Waco Kid, Pete and Steve. Thank you so much, and goodbye forever.
Wait, what?
What? And now we cruise by shooting.
Yeah. So go ahead and roll your attacks.
Okay. Two yellow. Yeah. They're pretty close, so it's only one purple. Is that right?
One purple. But it's upgraded to red.
Red.
Because I spent a point.
Okay, and then two blue?
Two blue, yeah.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Drop your yellows to greens because you're in evasive maneuvers.
Ooh.
Okay. Wait. I don't think I explained what I was, the flavor of trying to, of the destiny that I was using there. It was basically, I was just trying to unnerve them with how, cool and Vic is. Because he's not fully aware of, consequences and the stakes.
I see. Okay, so upgrade.
But also, he wants to plan ahead and be like, oh, they asked for us for, names and call signs, and we didn't have them. So it just seemed prudent to be like, oh, we're going to kill you guys, so we might as well
all right, well, get then, that. Okay, so let's level that out then at one green, one yellow.
All right.
I realize I just said, can I spend destiny to make the dice better? And that's all we did.
Okay.
It's zero.
I have nothing.
You go to fire and you realize that for some reason your weapon has low energy, and you just hear Kano yelling, Kano o'clock, and he's firing double time, and unfortunately your gun clicks dry because he's siphoning energy to make his shots more powerful.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favorite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! with episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hello, everyone. This is Tyler Hewitt, just coming at you with a little special offer for you. You know, if you're a fan of what we're doing here on the show, then we have, to borrow a phrase from Jerry Holkins, a patron-oriented experience tailored just for you. If you go to
patreon.com/dumdumdice,
you can sign up and get a bunch of special features that we're not really going to make available to anyone else, so do that. Now. Well, not right now, but, you know.
He's going to roll his attacks. But he's not really doing very well because he's yelling cannon o'clock too much. So that is one advantage. So bad news is your gun doesn't fire. The good news is he does manage to sort of strike a glancing blow. You can actually see the cockpit start to shatter. And then to your surprise, an Ugnaught leaps out with a blaster in each hand in a not quite a Mandalorian suit, but like, you know, it's pretty fancy. And over your comlinks, you just hear, "Yeehaw, I'm a handsome bastard."
I'm going to put a hand over my mic and just lean over to Brash and be like, "That must be the Waco kid." I cover my mic and I'm like, "I don't think Pete and Steve made it."
So he manages to kind of like he's flying straight forward, blasting. He manages to successfully strike the gunner pit that Kano's in, and you hear an explosion and a scream.
Oh no!
And the Waco kid kind of grabs onto that gun and starts clambering inside.
I think we got company, folks.
Is he boarding us?
This would be a boarding action, so I will close down other things. Waka Waka Fonzie, I know you've been struggling with your ship one-liners. Would you like to just break a person?
Oh, yes, please.
Great. Tom, is there a way I would just like to close all the blast hatches but leave a path between the bottom gun and the top gun if they
okay.
exist?
Yeah, yeah, sure. So, and then I think you barrel roll so that Fonzie, you can just like soar. I assume you're going to have your fork gun kind of out in front of you like a trident.
Oh, yeah. I take it with me everywhere.
All right, great.
And I thought of a cool line too.
You can yell it as you go. Right. The other ship is breaking apart now that the captain jettisoned into space.
All right. Okay. I couldn't say this to the ship, so I'm going to say it to you once I kill you, so I'm just going to, I'll fight you first.
All right, so you fly down. I'm going to give you the first strike because he's busy short-range blasting Kano.
So Kano's not dead.
I mean, he's being double-tapped.
Oh, God.
Like, in his chair. You just hear him screaming, "Kano Clark! 2 seconds to Kano midnight."
And then the rest of the atmosphere vents out.
It's the final Kano. And then he takes a shot to the head and his head explodes.
His eyeballs freeze.
His mask drifts slowly into space while "Hello Darkness, My Old Friend" plays.
Kano.
Vic,
why did you put that song on? It's so depressing.
All right, so
I flick it over to Thunderstruck.
Wicked. But they're all done in like Cantana.
The Cantina jams. Band, yeah.
Okay, so Fonzie, I'm going to need a melee and brawn for you.
All right, okay. So I got, this again. So my melee is zero, but brawn is two.
Okay, I'll give you a brawl.
Yeah, my brawl is two and my brawn is two.
Okay.
So he's hitting him with a gun. You know, it's elegant.
That's two yellow.
Mm-hmm. Two green?
No. Two yellow. Yeah, because basically your two green get upgraded to two yellow because you've got the doubles. It is a three purple. He's going to get cover from Kano.
Oh, God.
That's one setback die. Yeah. There we go. But it'll give you one boost die for rage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm really mad. And like Kena was my bud.
Yeah.
So can I use a destiny point just to get angrier?
Sure.
I was gonna say, why don't I use the destiny point and I manage to spin knowing it'll set you in motion and I swoop so it'll actually send him towards you in the air.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
Okay, so then drop the setback dice.
Yeah. All right.
And we'll use the destiny point for the other time.
Boom. Ooh.
Hey.
All right. I got, a triumph. What cancels a triumph? Oh, I don't think I have anything that cancels a triumph.
So, you might.
Oh, do I?
No.
Oh, no. I don't have any despairs.
He's got three failures.
Despair's only on the red ones.
Oh, okay.
So I got, I got three failures, two threats.
So you're neutral and advantage.
But I got a triumph.
He's a triumph and two failures is his net.
Okay, let me just look up what you can do with your triumph. Triumph and two fails?
Yes.
Yes.
A confusing roll, or as I like to call it, the Fonzie.
It's like getting dysentery on the Oregon Trail, but just as you get where you're going, you know?
You made it, but you're dead.
All right, so you don't manage to hit him. You open yourself up for further attack. However, with your one triumph, I'm going to say you can negate his defensive bonuses. You can ignore environmental effects. You can gain plus one defense until the end of his turn. Or you can force him to drop a weapon he's wielding.
Oh, you said he had, like, double guns, right?
Yep.
Okay, so, you know, I'll maybe I knock a gun out.
Okay, cool. Yeah, yeah. So
I fork it out of his hand.
Yeah. He's like, oh, no, lefty.
Yeah, and I go, fork! And then I just scoop it away.
I looked at Vic, and I'm like, he's not getting better at the one-liners.
So he sort of whips his pistol back to kind of fan the hammer, which you can do with laser pistols. Just trust me. Now there's only got
it's
the
good
one
enough for Mal Reynolds.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a close range sort of fanning pistol attack against you. Yeah, so many dice, so many dice. Why are you so many dice? All right, so you're very close, which it makes you easy to hit. However, you just wrenched a gun out of his hand, so he's at a bit of a disadvantage. Also, he just got thrown at you, so that's another one. I'm going to spend a point of destiny to upgrade one of my attacks, because he's... this is a desperate... I mean, the Waco kid doesn't want to die like this. Die in some asshole's ship. All right. Cool. So... Oh, man. That is... Oh, boy. Two failures and one advantage. So I think he starts, like, sort of blasting gunfire at you. You have to kind of duck and dodge a bit, so I'll give you one setback dice in your next roll. However, with his two failure, I'll let you upgrade. I'll let you add two boost dice as well.
Ooh, okay.
So go ahead, two boost dice, two yellow, one black.
I lean over to Vic, and I'm like... So we know they're fighting. Do you want to put a little action on this?
Oh, okay. What kind of odds you taking?
I'll give you 4-1 if you bet on Waco.
You give me 4-1 for Waco? Yeah, he did. That was a bold move.
He's a brave man.
Hmm.
Ugnat.
All right. Yeah, I'll do 4-1 on Waco. Yeah.
Nice.
I'll put down 500 credits.
You don't have any credits. They're from Alderaan. And those chips are only good on the pleasure tumor.
So are we doing this or what?
Yeah, okay. And I just, like, nod, and I just, like, take a... I literally break a cover off of a pointless drawer and just put it next to it as a marker.
Okay, right, two yellow, ahead. Two blue, one black.
Yes, and you got your purples in there, too?
Oh, three purples?
Two now.
Two purples.
Yeah, he's close, but also the fire's keeping him back.
Oh, can I brace?
Sure.
Yeah, what does that do? I get rid of a...
No, it doesn't do anything.
Oh.
It's only when the ship gets hit.
Yeah, again, that's not what brace means.
Oh, but I'm like,
I'm just letting you do it because you like it so much.
Oh, all right. I thought, okay.
He braces himself mentally to attack.
Yeah, I was like, okay, all right. Oh, what did that say? That was, okay, we'll make that one count on the floor. So that was an X, which is a failure. So these guys are out. So I got two failures, which get rid of these two guys. And so I have two advantages.
He has two advantages. That's it.
Jeez, this is a tough fight. This Waco kid's tough.
I'm starting to get worried that I'm going to have to pay this guy a lot of credit. I thought this was a safe bet.
Okay, so you don't manage to do any damage, but with your advantage, you force him back towards the sort of like breach that's, I would say, it's not like an open gap into space, but you sort of start forcing him back towards the hole he came in through.
Now, am I pretty close to Kano?
Yeah, you're like kind of at this point, you're almost standing over him.
Okay, so can I take Kano and use him as like body armor?
Yep.
I kind of want to like
pull him in front of you as a Kano shield.
So what I'll do is like, so I have Kano and I'm covered in knives, right?
Yep.
So I'm going to like take out some knives and kind of stab him to me. Like not like hurt myself, but like just enough. So
no, that would be foolish.
No,
that
no,
would
like,
be silly. Just
you're crazy. You're pinning Kano to you like a bib.
Yeah. So I kind of like,
you loved him though, right? Like you liked
Kano
this
would,
guy.
Kano would understand. This is like, I'm getting another flashback. This is like, I'm remembering back to my days and like some military training I took, and they're like, if you are
a corpse, yeah, to yourself.
So they're like, if you are with your partner and he dies, use him as a shield. And I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that. So then I'm stabbing him to myself, so I have like my torso protected, so Kano's gonna absorb a lot of what he does.
Who would have thought the amnesia card was so versatile?
Incidentally, this does line up with a lot of things I have planned, so this is fine. Okay, so
you wait until he makes you eat a corpse.
He already did.
Well, they were cooked. They were cooked.
All right, so yeah, with your Kano bib, it's like, you know, it's some kind of like heavy shrieking, like you just flip the knives around, jam them through him. His floating mask, still like caked in gore from his exploded face, like sticks to the side of your helmet. So it's like you're also wearing. This is Kano's blessing. He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
I kind of hear a whisper. It's like, do it, bud.
A clock.
A clock.
Okay, all right.
Kano.
So grab, one purple, two yellow, two blue, and that's it.
Can I use a destiny point just to have, can I put a knife in like Kano's hand and like, and his like rigor mortis would kind of hold onto it so I can kind of flail. And so like, as I'm shooting, his arms can kind of like just be moving some knives.
Just octodadding his way through.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
sure. Yeah. So, I think the way we're going to play this is, I'll let you spend, destiny to upgrade blue to green and then green to yellow. So upgrade one of your blues to a green.
Okay.
I think that makes the most sense for how the upgrades would work.
All right.
Yep. All right.
Oh, he doesn't see this coming. So I like slap him in, yep. And this is all cause I pushed him back and he's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like,
what's the name of this maneuver?
This is the corpse stab. I don't know.
All right, the good old corpse stab. Go ahead.
It's a very literal people.
We're like riga stabis. We call it that.
From the Latin.
Yeah, riga stabis. Okay.
Wow.
Oh, this. See, this is why you take that training. Okay. So I got the. Well, I have two threats. One threat. Two successes and one triumph.
Okay, so
he's done
with the rigor stabis going. You know, you just slice his suit, you stab him with the fork, and with a mighty war cry, you just shove him back out. And again, this hole isn't huge, certainly a fully stretched out Ugnaught's not supposed to go through it. But as soon as the vacuum gets him, it just cracks him in half, and he starts getting sucked out. As he growls through, he's like, "But I can't go like this. I'm the Waco kid."
Then I'm like, looks like you need some space. And then I push him out.
And you see him go, cool.
Do I get cool points now?
That's not how those work. Stop inventing game systems.
How do I upgrade my cool?
By earning experience by killing assholes.
Okay.
So having successfully killed the Waco kid and avenged Kane, Waka Waka Fonzie, you stride proudly into the cockpit. Vic and Brash, you smell them before you see them.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
All right, I'm going to take enough chips. We're going to use the chips. I like this as a thing for future. All right. I'll take one. We'll agree each chip's worth 500 credits so that we can keep this going.
Okay.
I'm not done, you know?
No, me neither. Down but not out.
That's a pretty good name. Maybe the name for a ship?
Oh, no, this is the Vic Viper.
And I've
already typed in.
I've already typed in down but not out and put it through.
Excellent. And that, my friends, was how the ship got its name. What is your response, though, to Waka Waka Fonzie stumbling?
I'm disappointed, honestly.
I still have Kano on me.
Yes, 100%.
So I guess I'm still keeping track of the amount of knives that I have. So I'm going to say that maybe I used maybe 6 knives to hold them onto me.
Okay, and you lost one in the face of the Waco kid.
Oh, okay. So then that means I have 11 knives still on my person, and I have 2 of my secret magic tricks.
And
knives.
I spin my captain's chair around, and I flip back my top knot, and I lean back over the chair. And the amazing thing is I've managed to hit the exact angle where the number of red lights and green lights just look amazing on my skin. And I say,
just a picture in Christmas.
You killed him. You saved the day, and you said a great line. Be proud.
Thank you, Captain.
Are you wearing Kano?
Yeah. It's called the Rigor Stabis.
All right.
This episode of Dumb Scum and Villainy features the voices of Ryan LaPlante at the Ryan LaPlante on Twitter, Tyler Hewitt at Tyler_Hewitt on Twitter, Adam McNamara at AdamMcNamara13 on Twitter, and our fantastic game master, Tom McGee at McGeeTD on Twitter. This episode was edited by Ryan LaPlante, and all of Dum Dums and Dice's art is by Decapitated Markers at Decapitated Marker on Twitter. That's MRKR. Our theme song is In Orbit by Kronox, and our ad music is No Control and Chiefs by Jazzar, J-A-H-Z-Z-A-R, all available at freemusicarchive.org. When it comes to Dum Dums and Dice, you can visit our website at dumdumdice.com, our Twitter and Instagram are at dumdumdice, and on Facebook at facebook.com/dumdumdice. But most importantly, we've got merchandise at redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice, or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. That's DUMBDUMBDICE. Now get out of my shop. I'm a Toydarian. Your Jedi mind tricks do not work on me.
Dum Dums and Dice has to give a special thank you to the supreme beings of our Patreon at this time. Christian Menicola, Long Long, Jason Denson, James Cuellar, DM Rob, Christopher Little, Joshua White, and Jill and Noel LaPlante. If you want your name to be added to this list, you can join our Patreon too at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Thanks to them, and a little bit of thanks to you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.